This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Hey, hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Sydney High School. We're about 4 or 5 minutes away from the start of Game 2, opening round, sectional play, Girls Division 4. The Jackson Center Tigers take on Troy Christian. Jackson Center finished the year mighty strong, upsetting the Anna Rockets, Chuck, to knock Anna down to second place in the Shelby County League. And a few games before that, Jackson Center won at Rushi on two free throws in the last few seconds by Cassie Meyer. So this Jackson Center Tigers team is playing its best basketball of the year, going up against Troy Christian here today. Troy Christian was 11-3 at one point before losing its point guard, Meredith Haddad, and has dropped several games since. So Jackson Center, with that in mind, is without question the favorite as the Tigers try to advance to the second game on Tuesday night.
Well, I remember Haddad from last year, and she was a pretty good basketball player. I'm assuming she's the one out there on crutches. You always hate to see a player go down in there this late in the season and miss out in the tournament, because this is the fun part. She's a senior, so that makes it kind of sad.
This Jackson Center Tigers team comes into the game with an overall mark of 15-7, 8-4 finish in the Shelby County League. Strong closing to league play. And that win by Jackson Center over Anna, 54-44 on February 6th, certainly the high mark of the year for head coach Dosik's team. The Tigers have got the potential to score 55 or 60 points on you. The offense is there. Some veteran players. Nicole Foth is averaging 13 points a game. She can drop mid to upper teens on you. Cassie Meyer can launch it from downtown. Peyton Esser has been running the floor, penetrating the lane, providing assists, making baskets. The Jackson Center girls, without question, their best basketball of the season being played right at this time.
Well, they're playing it at the right time. And, I think that they had a little bit of a start of the season. They takes a little while to get the volleyball out and to get the basketball into your legs and your mind.
Yep.
But they've done that. And you knew that they had the athletes and they got the experience. I've been really impressed. And then Kennedy Reese, who played a lot of JV, but he was getting varsity time late in the season, also is a really good guard out there to get things happening and run the floor.
The Jackson Center Lady Tigers, the Lady Tigers own a big victory mid-season over New Knoxville, beat the Rangers by 9, 41-32. That game, along with the late-season triumph over Anna, two huge victories for Jackson Center, which split with Rushi, lost early in the year to Rushi at Jackson by 7. And then down the Raiders by a point on February 2nd. I mentioned Cassie Meyer drained a couple free throws with 5 seconds left in that game. So many thanks to our underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com, including Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for added savings. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. These Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, with on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Jackson Center Tigers being introduced at the moment. before a very good crowd now here at Sidney High School. In fact, the far side is about two-thirds full of Jackson Center fans. The Jackson Center Tigers will go with Pauline Meyer at a wing. She starts, a 5'7" senior. Peyton Esser in the opening five. She mans the point, a 5'7" senior. Nicole Foat in the middle, 6 feet tall, a senior, about 13 points a game. Cassie Meyer at a wing, 5'11", a junior. And also in the opening five, the tall Olivia Clark, 6 feet 2 inches tall, just a sophomore. Chuck, when this club starts to get points from Olivia, and she's coming around, well, when she can produce points in the paint and the Tigers are able to get it to her cleanly for shots within 7 or 8 feet, this Tigers team can be mighty dangerous. It's a club that you got to watch out for in the tournament. They play their best basketball every year, it seems like, in February.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. They're well coached, and they've got a lot of experience out there. Clark's the only one. I mean, she's played a whole season, so let's give her some experience there. But, you know, Meyer, Esser, and Foat, those young ladies have been playing a long time, and nothing flaps them. I mean, they were volleyball players. They went out there and played in a semifinal, one of the best volleyball matches I've ever watched, and then just dominated the finals. And they're just very confident young ladies, and they're starting to play that way on the basketball floor also.
Scott Dosek, head coach of Jackson Center, out on the floor, shaking hands with the Croy Christian players as the Eagles' entire roster has been introduced. The opening five for Troy Christian is as follows. Leading scorer and rebounder, Haley Peter, 6'1 junior in the middle, 10 points, 10 rebounds. Also in the opening five, Kenley Blake. She is at a guard, 5 feet 8 inches tall, a freshman. Megan Haddad, 5'4", a sophomore at guard. Catherine Lee at a wing, 5 feet 9 inches tall, a soft. And Lauren Levy, 5'8", a sophomore at a forward spot. Meredith Haddad, outstanding point guard, double-digit scorer. Lost several weeks ago to a leg injury. Troy Christian having to play without her. This Troy Christian team at one point was 11-3 this season. But the Eagles have lost four in the last 3 weeks without her. Opening tip to start the game, won by Troy Christian.
So hard to come back from losing your point guard. You can have inside players and all kinds of stuff, but that point guard is what makes you go.
Here's a pass on the arc by Kenley Blake of Troy Christian, intercepted by Pauline Meyer, who quickly throws it down the floor to Nicole Foat. Foat open in the left corner, a long two-pointer is dead on target. Big start by Jackson Center. Fine defensive play near the timeline. A steal. And then a goal by Foat. And Jackson Center's off and running, up 2-0. Troy Christian, far side of the court, set to inbound. It is Kenley Blake, who is just a freshman, inserted into the lineup because of the loss of Meredith Haddad. Here's a nice entry into the post to Peters. Turnaround, left-handed shot. Good from 8 feet away. We're tied at 2. Close to a minute gone. Here's Esser on the arc for Jackson Center. Gives it up to Cassie Meyer in the left corner. Out high left to Pauline Meyer. Now Cassie on the baseline. They look for Foat in the lane or Clark. One of the two. Esser's got it 25 feet out to Cassie right corner. Troy Christian zoning. Here's Pauline Meyer outside the arc on the left, overshooting. Weak side rebound by Clark. Flips it to Cassie Meyer. Open, three-point land, short. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Troy Christian. Dick Steineman, head coach for the Eagles, up on his feet, telling his players where to mark on the floor for this inbounds play. But Jackson Center pitched into the corner to Pauline Meyer. Here's a quick trigger. It rolls off the iron. No good. Rebound by the Eagles. Tied at 2. A minute and a half gone. Here's Kenley Blake up the floor to Megan Haddad. And we've got a foul over guarding against Jackson Center. Common, personal. Troy Christian will inbounds low on the left. Lauren Levy to play it in, and it's picked off. Intercepted by Esther of Jackson Center. Down to Pauline Meyer, who dribbles right into traffic, stolen by the Eagles. Here comes Blake back the other way, intercepted by Jackson Center's Cassie Meyer. Clubs exchange turnovers. Tigers set up shop. Gassemeyer, shot fake on the arc. Dribble drive into the lane. Hand off to Foat. Missed the banker from 10. Rebound low on the right, but Pauline Meyer, no good. Too far under. Taken away by Troy Christian. 2 minutes gone. Tied at 2. Troy Christian, the home white, green numbers outlined in gold. Jackson Center, the visiting team on the scoreboard, wearing black with orange numerals, white piping. Turnover again, Troy Christian.
Well, making my point, they've turned the ball over 4 times in 2 minutes.
Yep, without the regular point guard who has been out for the year and missed the last few weeks, life becomes difficult for Troy Christian. Handling the basketball. Here's a missed shot in the lane by Jackson Center, high off the glass. Rebound taken down by Peters of the Eagles. Gives it up down the floor to Levy. Levy inside the arc, foul line extended, buries a 17-footer. 4-2, Troy Christian. Here's Esser up the floor for Jackson Center. Gives it up to Cassie Meyer. Near side to Pauline. Cross-court skip pass. Here's a long outside jump shot. Esser short off the rim. Rebound corralled by Troy Christian. In backcourt, here is Blake. Up the floor to Megan Haddad. She trips, falls down. It's loose, and Jackson Center's got it. Esser back on the attack. Shovels to Nicole Foat. 4-2, Troy Christian. 3 minutes gone. The left side of the floor, Pauline Meyer. Now to Cassie, high left. Hand off to Pauline. Thrown near side to Peyton Esser. Now here's Pauline dropping a pass to Foat. Low in the left. Peters blocks the shot from behind. Ball loose. Eagles scramble after it and get it. Well, Jackson Center's got its hands full with tall Haley Peters down on the inside, the 6'1 junior. Here's a dribble drive by Troy Christian. Wild shot. Megan Haddad missed it big time. Rebound Jackson Center, which overthrows. The ball went the length of the floor. Troy Christian then tried to reel it in on the baseline and lost it out of bounds to the Tigers, who are a bit out of kilter in the first nearly 4 minutes of this game. Down 4-2. Here's Cassie Meyer lobbing into midcourt to Peyton Esser. Esser 25 feet away. Troy Christian in a zone. Left side pass, Cassie Meyer. Heaves it near side to Esser on the arc. Esser backs out. Goes to Cassie, 25 feet away. Starts a baseline drive. Flips it back to Peyton. Foul line extended right. Here's an outside jump shot by Cassie Meyer as she got a screen from Kristen Ware. Missed it short off the rim. No good. Long rebound, Troy Christian.
Well, I think they're looking too much about Peters being in there, and they're settling for shots that they don't usually take.
5'10 junior, Kristen Ware on the floor now for the Tigers, who are down 4-2. A 1-for-7 or 8 shooting start for Jackson Center. Here's a baseline drive by Troy Christian. Player cut off, but a foul. Kennedy Reese got there late for the Tigers. Kennedy, a 5'5 sophomore. Ball inbounded by Troy Christian on the block to Peters. Poked out of bounds by Jackson Center. 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Low scoring start. 4-2. Ball inbounded, left corner. And here's the ball pitched into the lane. Turnaround shot by Lee. Missed, no good. Hit the rim. Rebound stuck up and in. Good offensive board work by Lee. Troy Christian Lee. Catherine Lee, the 5'9 sophomore, took the carom off the glass, stuck it back in to make it a 6-2 game in favor of Troy Christian. Jackson Center is fouled, four court left with 3:15 to go opening quarter. Underneath the rim, here's Cassie Meyer low in the right to Ware. Ware stops her dribble, goes to Cassie Meyer in the right corner. Head of the key, Esser. Outside the arc on the left to Kennedy Reese. Kennedy, a 5'5 sophomore guard in now. Skip pass, cross court to Cassie Meyer. Zone from Troy Christian, giving Jackson Center some problems.
Well, it is, and they're trying to get into the seams now, which is what they need to do.
Esser to Cassie Meyer, bombs away behind the screen. Got it from three-point territory.
That's helpful, too.
Yep, long triple, a trifecta from Cassie Meyer. Boy, she can knock him down. Very good outside shooter. 6-5 now in favor of Troy Christian as the Eagles try a shot in the lane. Blake went down low among the trees, left it short. Jackson Center got the board. Here's Reese down the floor driving, and she's tripped as she went below the foul line. Foul, Troy Christian.
Good aggressive move by Kennedy that time. Maybe not a great choice to get into the trees like that, but she picked up the foul.
Jackson Center inbounds. Top of the circle, straight away. Nicole Foote caught it, unguarded. Shot over the zone, missed it, no good. Long rebound, Tigers. Cassie Meyer deep in the left corner. Out to Kennedy Reese. Near side to Peyton Esser. 2:10 to go, first quarter. 6-5, Troy Christian. Reese hangs on. She surveys the zone. It comes to Esser outside the arc on the right. In the teeth of the zone to Ware. Right. Turn around, Jay in the lane. Good, and a foul against Troy Christian.
Good ball movement that time. Went inside out, got the ball to Esser. Ware came to the basket.
Big goal by Ware of the Tigers to give them the lead. 8-6, Jackson Center in front. Free throw coming here for, I thought the score was 7. They gave Kristen a 3-pointer on a 10-foot jumper. Foul shot long, no good. Rebound, Troy Christian. Tie up occurs, and who gets the arrow? Tigers keep it. Up the 1, 7-6. Minute 57 to go here in the first quarter. Baseline left of the basket, inbounding is Meyer. Throws on top to Nicole Folk. Here's a long one. It is no good. Rebound hits the heel. Bounds into the corner where Troy Christian stares the rebound. Here come the Eagles up and over the timeline. It is Holly Peters. Gave it up on the arc to Megan Haddad. Haddad dribbling back to Peters, 25 feet away. Hand off to Catherine Lee, who's got a bucket so far. Entry pass into the post. Jackson Center claws it away. Troy Christian gets it back. Another scrum, a tie-up once more. Eagles ball. Minute 27 to go in the first, 7-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Baseline left of the basket. Levy inbounding for Troy Christian. Ball passed on the arc to Rachel Winters, a 5'7 sophomore who's checked in off the bench. And the next pass flies out of bounds, far side of the floor. Tigers get it, up 1. A minute 20 to go, first quarter.
Well, the guy should have had the pass. He was eating popcorn and wasn't paying attention.
Ball went up into the stands, into the Tigers cheering section.
Right. Here's, back at you.
And Reese tries to spot a pass into the corner for Cassie Meyer. That one goes awry. It's out of bounds. We've had a bushel basket of turnovers here in the first quarter. Only 13 points scored, a minute 15 remaining. Troy Christian got off to a good start, leading 6-2. Jackson Center has recorded the last 5. Troy Christian's Peters in backcourt, guarded closely by Ware. Peters dribbles up the right side, defensive foul, Jackson Center. 3 team fouls on the Tigers, 2 on Troy Christian.
This official out here closest to us, isn't that, didn't he used to be the basketball coach at Botkins?
I'm not so sure of that. I think that's,
don't believe so, Chuck. Okay, maybe it just looks like
yeah.
Was it Tony Rogers or?
You're right, that is Mr. Rogers, and he did coach at Botkins several years back.
That was a long time ago.
Here's Troy Christian with the ball outside the arc on the left. Ball thrown foul line by the Eagles to Lee. Lee down inside to Peters. Turnaround shot from 8 feet away. Short. Good defense by Jackson Center, which comes away with the carom. Here's Peyton Esser darting up the floor down the right side of the lane. Leaves it for Foth, the trailer, on the arc. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Pitch around the arc to Cameron Elkert. Cameron takes sight on a 3-ball and hits it, and she's knocked to the deck and fouled. Count it, plus 1 for Cameron Elkert. Big goal by Cameron, who comes in off the bench to light it up from 3-point territory.
You let that kid set her feet, and she is quite a shooter.
5'6" junior nailed it from downtown. And she was flattened on the play, too.
I think all Elkers can shoot threes.
10-6 Tigers, who've tallied 8 in a row. 21.7 to go, first quarter. Elkert's free throw is around and out to the right. Rebounded by Troy Christian. Peters in backcourt. Peters walks it up the far side. But you know you're in trouble, Chuck, when your post player, your best ball player, has to bring it down the floor, too.
Right.
Here's the ball thrown outside the lane on the left. High-arching jump shot missed by Lee. 2 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Cassie Meyer dribbles hard up ahead. Stops on a dime on the arc. Got away a three try before the buzzer and nearly made it. It bounced off the back rim. First quarter's in the books. Jackson Center 10, Troy Christian 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jackson Center once down 6-2 in the first quarter, now leading Troy Christian 10-6 as we get set to begin period number two. Understand that Anna won easily, defeating Northridge in game one of the Division III tourney down at Tip. That game began at noon, and a 77, Northridge 14. Rockets
wow.
Won handily, to say the least.
Well, that's coming bad. They've been in kind of a swoon. That might be enough to snap them out of it.
Olivia Clark gets the ball in the post for Jackson Center, fouled over the shoulder by Troy Christian. Clark at the stripe, and the sophomore arches one up too hard. No good. Here's the second. She dips the knees, eyes the goal. It's on the way, a little long again. Rebound down to Lee of Troy Christian, which is behind 10-6. Here's Peters, 25 feet away, double teamed. Gave it up on the play to Levy, deep in the right corner. Ball lobbed down inside, intended for Peters, broken up by Jackson Center. Reese has got the run out. 3-on-1 break. Here's the finish by Clark. Long arms of hers up and in. Woo, nice play.
It was, because that was a tough pass to catch, and she did it. It was Reese on the steal again.
Pick pocket by Kennedy Reese, driving to the goal. No good, too hard, but a foul by Troy Christian. And the Tigers have spurted to a 12-6 lead. Two foul shots for Reese. Without the starting point guard from the beginning of the year, Troy Christian really handicapped, having lost Meredith Haddad several weeks ago. And the Tigers are taking advantage, putting the pressure on the backcourt players of Troy Christian. Free throw by Reese up and in, 13-6 Tigers.
If you want a dark spot so far for Jackson, that was their first free throw make after five attempts.
Free throw shooting so critical, especially in tournament play. These tourney games, especially sectional final on, often come down to late free throws. The team that gets to the bonus first, if it can cash in, has a decided advantage. 14-6 Jackson Center. After Reese made, two in a row? Yep, Kennedy notched a couple. Here's a bad pass by Troy Christian, thrown away by Megan Haddad on the inside. Jackson Center with the steal, and then over guarding by Haddad of the Eagles with a minute gone here in the second quarter. And Troy Christian has already racked up seven team fouls. And Jackson Center's in the bonus up eight. Tigers have scored 12 in a row.
Well, they've turned them over nine times here so far in a quarter and a minute.
Here's the free throw by Kristen Ware of Jackson Center, up and in. Well, she's played nicely here today for the Tigers. Got a nice turnaround jump shot in the lane late in that first quarter. Second free throw by Ware. One bounce on the court. Got it once more. 16-6 Jackson Center. Here's Troy Christian in backcourt. Peters, the post player, 10 points a game, 10 rebounds, is bringing the ball into the front half of the floor. Still dribbles, pulls up at the foul line, and pours in a bank shot from 16 feet. How about that?
I don't think you're going to live with that all day.
No one else touched it the entire possession. The post player for Troy Christian brought it down the court, and she sank a jumper from behind the foul line. 16-8, Jackson Center leads. That goal stopped a run of 14 straight points by Jackson Center. Here's a foul out on the arc. Tigers are dribbling. Call against Troy Christian for overguarding. And the Eagles, Chuck, are piling up the personal fouls with still well over 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Kristen Ware back at the stripe for the orange and black. Free throw up and no good off to the left. Rebound jerked down by Peters of the Eagles. Peters on the left-handed bounce up over the timeline, 25 feet away. Gives it up on the play to Catherine Lee, the sophomore. Goes baseline left to Levy. Here's Levy dashing to the rim, and she scores. A nice drive from the left corner as Troy Christian hustles back into its zone, trailing 16-10 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here's Kennedy Reese to Cameron Elkert. High left to Peyton Esser. Back to Reese, 25 feet away. Esser's got it, starts to drive left corner below the rim. Is she out of bounds or was there a defensive foul? Another call against Troy Christian, which has repeatedly fouled over the last 5-6 minutes of this game. 5:49 to go, second quarter. Esser, free throw line for Jackson Center, 1-1. The rest of the half, Jackson Center will shoot two. It'll be double bonus time. Esser at the stripe for the Tigers. Aims and misses it too hard. Oh, it hit the back rim, went way up in the air, came down right through.
Well, I was going to agree with you there for a second.
That's how she planned it.
She smiled. She knew that's what she wanted to do.
Second free throw by Peyton Esser of Jackson Center on the way. Dead center this time. 18-10, Tigers by 8. And here is Haley Peters dribbling up the floor again for Troy Christian. Peters, a 6'1 post player. It's knocked away, taken by Jackson Center. Down the floor, Kennedy Reese on the run out. Good for the Tigers. Boy, Jackson Center is getting steal after steal. It's been devastating to Troy Christian. Here's the ball inbounded by the Eagles, tied up again in backcourt. And the arrow does favor the Eagles, who will keep it.
Jackson. No, they called a timeout first.
Oh, they did.
Yep, so no possession.
Jackson Center called a timeout. It will be Tigers ball when we return. Jackson Center up 20-10, midway through quarter number two. Don't miss out on big savings of high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture, located in Sydney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Great savings always. Furniture priced just right to meet your budget. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Furniture for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Tigers with the ball. Cameron Elkert launches a three after the timeout. Short, but she gets it back. Hands off to Reese, to Esser. 5:16 to go, second quarter, 20-10, Jackson Center. Esser top of the circle, left side Elkert. Foul line Foat, dribbles twice, throws it back to Esser on the arc. Zone defense by Troy Christian. Elkert tries outside the arc, left wing, short, no good. Rebound taken down by Troy Christian. Long throw down the floor to Lee, off to Levy. Foul against Jackson Center. Hard nose drive to the basket by Troy Christian's new player in off the bench, Jalen Forer. A 5'5" freshman crowded as she bolted toward the basket, and she's got two at the stripe. And it's off to the right, no good. Missed it. Second shot coming. 20-10, Jackson Center, 4:57 to go in the second quarter. Free throw number two here by Forer, spelled F-O-R-R-E-R. It is no good. Rebound Peters right in front. Short, missed it. And coming off the glass, Nicole Fote for Jackson Center. Out of trouble to Esser. Esser scurries down the floor, pulls up on the arc, gives it to Cassie Meyer. 4:44 to go in the second quarter, 20-10, Jackson Center. Esser goes to the baseline, stops, loops up a jumper, no good, long. Rebound, Troy Christian. Here come the Eagles, midcourt, it's Haddad. Drives into the corner, lost it, Jackson Center's got it again. Up ahead to Pauline Meyer, pulls up at the elbow. Rotated far side to Cameron Elkert, left open, misfiring on a three off the flange. Rebound to midcourt, here comes Troy Christian. Megan Haddad on the bounce. Near side pass to a teammate. Cassie Meyer nearly stole it. Loose ball in the lane. Picked up by the Eagles. Turnaround shot. Malavi no good. And we've got a foul call against Jackson Center. And the Eagles will shoot. 4:07 to go, second quarter. 20-10 in favor of Jackson Center. Apparently not ruled in the act of shooting.
The ball went in. They must have called the foul before the second girl shot it.
Inbounds pass, Troy Christian, Haddad right below the rim, missed it, no good. Rebound knocked out on the play to Levy, her 10-foot try, no good. And here come the Tigers, quickly down the floor, good pass, Cassie Meyer to Fote. Jumper from 10 feet away, too hard. Rebound, Eagles foul, Tigers with 3:54 to go in the second. 20-10 in favor of Jackson Center.
Well, Nicole was still floating forward on that shot, and that's why it was too hard.
Here comes Troy Christian up ahead into the forecourt. It's four. Near side pass right in front of the Tigers bench goes out of bounds to Jackson Center.
Every time they double the ball, they turn it over.
How many miscues for Troy Christian?
13 turnovers right now.
With still almost a full half quarter to play here in the first 16 minutes. 3:44 to go, period number two. Deep right corner, Cassie Meyer for the Tigers, who lead 20-10. Now to Peyton Esser. Now Cassie catches in the opposite corner. Near side to Pauline. Quickly in the lane to Fote, who flashes through the middle, catches. Missed it, no good. Weak side rebound, Cassie Meyer got it. 22-10, Jackson Center. Fote's shot almost went down. The stick back by Cassie Meyer did go in. And with just over three to play in the half, Jackson Center enjoys a 12-point advantage. Here is four on the arc for Troy Christian. Tried to stop. Drag your pivot foot. Peyton Esser got the ball. Whistle. Violation. Troy Christian. Turnover 14.
And a young lady checks into the game for Troy Christian, and I don't have her in the book.
Nope. We'll have to check here at the halftime break. 3:05 to go in quarter number two. 22-10 in favor of Jackson Center. Esser to the timeline, splits the defense, pulls up in the paint, missed it off to the left. Rebound in the corner, though, by the Tigers, who get it back. Jackson Center whisking the ball around the head of the key. Again, Nicole Fote flashes in the middle, catches it. Too hard, high off the glass. Rebound by Troy Christian. Quickly down the floor come the Eagles. 25 feet away, Peters dumps it to a teammate, baseline left. It is Lee, right back to Peters. A bank shot, no good, low in the block. Rebound knocked all around, out of bounds, off of Jackson Center.
Well, Fote was laying out of bounds. The ball came to her as she laid out of bounds. She tapped it back in, tried to sneak one in, but the referee looked at it.
2:29 left to go here in the first half. Inbounds pass, low in the left. Jackson Center tries to steal. Peters gets it, though. Fires hard off the backboard. Rebound down to Troy Christian, who still got it. And the offensive possession continues. Here's a baseline drive. It is Levy off to a teammate. Foul, Jackson Center on the shoulder. And Jalen Forer's got a couple tosses here for the Eagles. 22-10 Tigers. 2:16 left in the second. One bounce of the ball by Jalen Forer. Shots on the way, up and in. Second free throw attempt momentarily. 2:16 to go, second period. Four takes aim. Looks good. It is. Swish. 22-12. Jackson Center up 10. Here come the Tigers to midcourt. High left. It goes on the play to Pauline Meyer on top to Cassie. Outside the arc, Peyton Esser. Straight away, Cassie Meyer. She shoots a three, launches it, got it. Straight on, Cassie Meyer buried that one. Well, if you give her space, Cassie can be deadly from long range. Here's Peters dribbling down the floor for Troy Christian, and Jackson Center doubles her from the backside and nearly takes it away. Three-point shot by Cassie Meyer seconds ago, boosting Jackson Center to its biggest lead, 25-12. Here is Troy Christian scrambling for a loose ball in the lane. And Eagle picks it up, shoots it, no good, but a foul against the Tigers with a minute 46 to go, second quarter. Chuck, absolutely no flow or rhythm to this game whatsoever.
No, not at all.
Free throw by Troy Christian, up and in. 25-13 in favor of Jackson Center. Kennedy Reese back on the floor for the Tigers.
Well, Troy Christian is offensively challenged at this point. They're having trouble getting the ball down. You turn the ball over 14 times in the first half, you're in trouble. But they've been rebounding. That's the only thing that's keeping it relatively close.
Catherine Lee made a free throw, missed the second, too long. Rebound Jackson Center. Here is Esser, cross court to Reese, 25-13 Tigers. Minute and a half to go till halftime. Top of the circle, Esser. Left side to Pauline Meyer. Looks in the middle for Cassie. Can't find her. Now to Kennedy Reese. Here's Cassie Meyer, foul line. Wrap around pass for Clark. Low in the left. Spiked away by Troy Christian. Eagles have got a steal. Troy Christian in backcourt. Dribbling up ahead against Esser. Here's a long lob. Low in the left. Driving layup. Missed by Lady. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by the Tigers. Troy Christian and an opportunity there for a goal from point-blank range. Could not convert. 67 seconds to go in the second quarter. Troy Christian inbounding low in the left. Ball fed on the arc. Guard for Troy Christian navigates the lane. Deals off to a teammate. Here's a driving bank shot up and in. Nicely done on the play by Peters of Troy Christian to whittle the Jackson Center lead down to 10, 25-15. Peters, the post player for Troy Christian, 10 points, 10 rebounds per game. Here's Cassie Meyer left open just below the foul line. A good look for her, and she knocks it down. 27-15, Jackson Center. Pressure by Peyton Esser with 30 seconds to go in the first half. To Peters on the arc. Eagles have got it. Here's a bounce pass intended on the play for Lee. Loose ball picked up by Troy Christian. Driving through the lane, it's four. Left it short. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Here comes Jackson Center down the floor. Here's a pass, Cassie Meyer to Peyton Esser. To Pauline Meyer, who took steps. 14.3 remaining in the second. 27-15 Jackson Center. Here's Troy Christian in backcourt. It's four. Up the floor, gives it to Lee with 5 seconds to go in the half. Ball thrown to Peters at the high post, knocked away by Clark with a second remaining. It's on the sideline, out of bounds to Troy Christian with .9 remaining in the first half. Jackson Center up a dozen, 27-15. Troy Christian inbounds, cross court. It'll be picked off by Kennedy Reese as the first half concludes. Yep, Jackson Center didn't play nearly as well as the Tigers would have liked nonetheless. Jackson Center leads outman Troy Christian 27-15. At the halftime break, the Eagles playing without their number one point guard, Meredith Haddad, who's been lost for the last few weeks because of a season-ending leg injury. Tigers nonetheless rallying after a poor start, down 6-2. The Jackson Center then pumped home the next 12 points to get a lead that the Tigers have never relinquished. It's been as many as 15. It's now 12 at the halftime break. 27-15, the Tigers over Troy Christian. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to aid small businesses with high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, virus spyware service, data transfer, data recovery, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices like phones and handhelds, plus iPods and iPads. Phone Adam Rice. He offers high-quality computer service, and he's prompt. 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Halftime score, Jackson Center 27, Troy Christian 15. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Upcoming in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center Market. In all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The Jackson Center Tigers lead Troy Christian 27-15 at the half. The winner of this game takes on Lehman Catholic on Tuesday night at 7:30 in a sectional semifinal in the upper bracket. The first game that night will pit Houston against Mechanicsburg. The Wildcats defeated Rushi by 6 earlier today in our first game, 55-49. Mechanicsburg has a losing record. Houston, which defeated Rushi to win for the 10th time this year, will be a favorite in that second round game against Mechanicsburg. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. After a sluggish start, Chuck, it's been all Tigers since.
Well, all you have to do is look at the turnovers. Troy Christian, 15 turnovers in the first half. Jackson Center only turned it over 4 times. Rebounding advantage does go to Troy Christian, 21-15. Jackson has a 7-6 offensive rebounding advantage. 6-11 from the free throw line for the Tigers. Troy Christian, 3-6. Individual scoring, Troy Christian. Peters has 6. They got 4 from Levy, 3 from Lee, and 2 from Ferrer. They scored 6 and 9, 15 for the half. Jackson Center led by Cassie Meyer. Terrific first half. She scored 10. Then they got 4 each from Ware and Reese. They got 3 from Elkert. They got 2 from Esser, 2 from Pope, 2 from Clark. They scored 10 and 17. They lead it 27-15 at the half.
I'm sure head coach Scott Dosick, Chuck, of Jackson Center, not totally pleased with how his Lady Tigers are handling this Troy Christian zone defense.
Well, yeah, they're not shooting the ball very well. I mean, they're getting the ball in the lane, getting some shots, but they're shooting it kind of hard, kind of throwing. They're not really shooting the ball out of rhythm right now.
Right. But nonetheless, Jackson Center leads it 27-15. Perhaps the Tigers' best half is in front of Jackson Center.
Well, Steele Reese came in, had a couple of steals, scored 4 points off of them. With the turnovers is what has the 12-point lead for Jackson Center here at the half.
27-15, Tigers, who try to win and earn a berth in a second-round game against Lehman Catholic on Tuesday night at 7:30. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nicholson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
And in 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
My name is Jacqueline Speezy, a senior cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And the Tigers are up at 12, 27-15, 2.5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on ScoresBroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast more than 9 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And here today we highlight a few Jackson Center seniors who are outstanding basketball players and terrific academic students in the classroom. Jackson Center Tigers featuring seniors on the floor today, Pauline Meyer, Peyton Esser, a senior, Nicole Thote, also a 12th grader. Jackson Center Tigers return the rest of their roster for next year. LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center salutes those seniors for the Tigers. Thank you very much, LaCal Equipment.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Diversity and excellence both describe Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Chewy Drive, just west of I-75 at the Route 119 exit. From a humble start as a contractor in the electrical business, Wells Brothers has grown to span 8 separate divisions now for your business. Great services provided by Wells Brothers include material flow solutions, process piping, and industrial construction, plus electrical, plumbing, and HVAC work on the web at wellsbrothers.com. Wells Brothers in Anna. Chuck, understand that number 24 for Troy Christian is Caitlin Echols, E-C-H-O-L-S. I may have failed to note that Vanessa Winter entered the game for Jackson Center there late in that second quarter. Troy Christian with the ball to start the third quarter, but they turn it over, and Peyton Nestor goes down the floor hard for Jackson Center after getting the steal, and she makes a splendid driving layup in traffic, banks it in, is fouled to boot. Good start for the Tigers, opening 18 seconds, third quarter. Esther at the line, a three-point play chance, up and in, and Jackson Center has doubled the count, 30 to 15.
Bring it up, Warren.
7.5 to go here in the third quarter of this game. Here comes Troy Christian up to midcourt. Dribbling is Levy. Levy throws that inside to Peters. Peters 5 feet away, back to Levy. Levy hits the short shot, got it. 30 to 17, Jackson Center up 13. Esser outside the arc on the left for Jackson Center. Cross court to Esser. Baseline right open jump shooter, Nicole Foote, and she'll make a bunch from there, Chuck. A 15-footer all by her lonesome. She nails it.
Yeah, she's a shooter and a scorer.
32-17 in favor of Jackson Center, which steals. Cassie Meyer took it away from four, fed it to Peyton Esser. Down the floor to Pauline Meyer. She rotates on top. Outside the arc on the right to Nicole Foote. Now to Esser. Esser goes left corner. Now baseline drive. A runner. Good. Peyton Esser. Nifty play.
They've woken up offensively now, that's for sure.
Troy Christian needs a timeout. 34-17. Jackson Center. 6:38 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Jackson Center has opened up its biggest lead of this game, 17 points, 34-17. Here is Peters dribbling to midcourt for Troy Christian. She's trapped just over the timeline. Tigers nearly take it away again, and it goes out of bounds to the Eagles.
Well, you feel kind of bad for them because they just don't have anybody that can bring the ball down the floor.
Here's Levy inbounding. Jackson Center bats it right out. Troy Christian tries once more. Levy looks into Peters, right back to Levy, 25 feet away. 6:20 to go in the third. 34-17, Jackson Center. Troy Christian's Levy lobbing down inside to Peters. She catches over the top of Clark. A spin move to the rim, up and in. 34-19. Jackson Center leads by 15. Up the floor, Pauline Meyer. Outside the lane on the right, it's Clark. Off-balance shot hampered by Peters' defense. It's short. Rebound down to Troy Christian. Here comes Levy up the floor. Pulls up 25 feet away. Doesn't shoot. 5:50 to go in the third. 34-19 Jackson Center. Peters high left. Ball knocked away by Jackson Center. Peters gets it back. Long line drive, three-pointer, swirled around the rim and came out. Rebound, Cassie Meyer. Long lead out to Peyton Esser. Stops and pops from 15. No, it's Pauline Meyer. Good, nice play. Pauline Meyer stopped. Foul line extended left at the elbow. Didn't get too deep and drained the jumper to make it 36-19 as Jackson Center fouls Troy Christian in backcourt. 5:28 to go here in the third. Six players line up to the left of the timeline. The ball is inbounded to Peters for Troy Christian, being guarded very closely by Kristen Ware. Troy Christian tries to get it out of trouble. It is Esser on the intercept. Up ahead to Pauline Meyer. And she scampers through the lane, is tripped on the play by Troy Christian. Ball out of bounds to the Tigers, who lead by 17 with 5:17 to go in the third. Here is Cassie Meyer inbounding the Nicole Thode on the arc. Boy, she sends up a skyscraper, a long three-pointer. It comes down and lips the rim. No good. Rebound, Troy Christian. Here come the Eagles. Dribbling midcourt on the play. It's Megan Haddad. Now the ball is knocked loose. It's in the corner of the floor. Troy Christian gets a timeout to save the possession. 4:58 to go in the third. 17-point lead for Jackson Center. And we'll tell our listeners, Chuck, all about Brookins, which has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s, when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. Brookins, with many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for roasted chicken dinners and many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special tonight, Saturday evening. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins, BRUCKENS-USA.com. Well, after a Troy Christian turnover, Jackson Center turns in a quick bucket at the other end to double the score to 38-19, and then the Eagles are fouled in the act of shooting.
Oh, I got to erase those. They didn't call a shooting foul.
No, it's not. I thought it was a two-shotter for Troy Christian, ruled an inbounds play. And Jalen Four gets the ball, turns around, misses a 10-footer. Jackson Center snatches the rebound.
And Esser got that last basket to start the action the last time down.
Yep, that's just what I was going to ask. Peyton Esser with a real good bucket. She's had a fine game as Jackson Center to her left takes an errant shot, rebound tied up. And the arrow will enable the Tigers to keep it, I think.
Yes.
With 4:19 to go in the third quarter, and Jackson Center ahead, 38-19. Peyton Esser to trigger. Inbounds to Foote, right around the Troy Christian player. Left the shot short. Kennedy Reese got the rebound, and she's hacked. Little Kennedy went down inside. Took the ball off the glass and was pounded on the arm, and she's got two. Well, Jackson Center, if it can hold on, will play Lehman Catholic in the nightcap of two games on Thursday.
Thursday?
I'm sorry, Tuesday.
Okay.
Get my T's mixed up. Tuesday night at 7:30, tip-off. That will be preceded by Houston and Mechanicsburg. Kennedy Reese has shot fouls well in this game.
Yeah, she's 4 for 4.
Hasn't missed a one. She drains two more to make it 40-19 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Troy Christian with the ball 25 feet away. It is Levy. Levy to Peters. Peters gives it up to Levy. Left corner jumper. Hit the rim. No good. Rebound Jackson Center. Here's Esser in a hurry. She bolts down the left side of the floor and is fouled, running toward the rim while shooting. Two throws coming for Peyton Esser. For the last few times, Chuck, we've seen Jackson Center play, Peyton's been extremely active.
Well, she's got 7 points here in the quarter.
Free throw, Peyton Esser, up and in. Tigers didn't shoot fouls well out of the gate, but have over the last two periods. 41-19 in favor of Jackson Center. As Nicole Foote comes out, Olivia Clark back in. Vanessa Winter has played some. Kristen Ware is on the floor at the moment. Esser on the foul shot, good. 42-19, she connects twice. 23-point lead, Tigers. Here is a steal in backcourt. Taken away by Ware. Ware gives it up to Esser for Jackson Center. Into the lane, hands off to Ware in the corner. Back out to Reese. far right side to Elkert. 3 seconds in the lane against Olivia Clark of Jackson Center.
Well, in her defense, she thought somebody was going to shoot the ball, and they threw two extra passes, and she's waiting for the rebound.
And that happens. That does happen. 3:28 to go here in the third quarter. Peters up the floor for Troy Christian. Picks up her dribble. Passes 25 feet away to four, back in the lane to Peters. Peters tries to find a teammate on the block, and it's knocked free by Jackson Center. Ware on the steal. Down the floor to Clark, and Clark can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. 3:09 left here in the third. 42-19 Jackson Center. Game two of four here today on scoresbroadcast.com. There's a bad pass intended for Eccles, stolen by the Tigers. Quick three by Elkert, short, no good. Rebound low on the right by Esser, and she does a nice job lunging toward the basket to draw a two-shot foul.
The third quarter has been the Peyton Esser show.
Yeah, she's been extremely busy. She's had some steals, a few takeaways. She's had some run-out fast-break baskets, and in the half court, she's been driving to the rim. Free throw, Esser up and good. Boy, Jackson Center has been sharp at the line since that slow beginning, Chuck.
Yeah, they were 0-for-2 to start the game, 6-11 at the halftime. They've made 6 out of 6 here in the third quarter.
Esser's number 2 free throw in the air, good again. And Jackson Center's lead has swollen to 44-19. Under 3 to play third quarter. Tigers had full court pressure set up momentarily. They retreat and will pick up the Eagles at the center line.
Well, you don't need to pressure up 25.
Here's a high dribble by Peters, palming the basketball. It goes back over to Jackson Center. 44-19 Tigers. Reese in backcourt to Cassie Meyer. Meyer top of the key to Reese. Outside the arc on the right. Ducks under, looks for help, goes to Elkert. Near side, Cassie Meyer spots up, shoots the three, a little crooked. Off to the right, long rebound though. And it goes out of bounds, deflected by Troy Christian.
She put her hands up to protect her face and knocked it out of bounds.
Tigers to throw in far side, 2:36 to go third quarter. 44-19. In favor of Jackson Center. Meyer fakes the three, gives it to Reese. The pass is batted. Eccles uncovers it for Troy Christian. Eccles out ahead to Peters. Peters gives it up 25 feet away to four. Right back to Peters. Foul line extended right. She drives. Baseline, off balance. No foul against Jackson Center. 2:14 to go third quarter. 25-point lead for the Tigers, who got off to a sluggish beginning today, trailed 6-2 after 3.5 minutes, and then got going and poured in 12 in a row. And Jackson Center has built the lead from there. First free throw by Peters, good. Second shot long. Rebound Clark of Jackson Center. 44-20 Tigers lead. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Down the floor to Reese. Deep left corner, Elkert wide open. She jacks up the three, short, no good. Weak side rebound to Lee of Troy Christian. She hands off in backcourt to Peters. Peters to Levy. And Elkert knocks down the Troy Christian player near the timeline. Taking a spill was four with 1:48 to go in the third quarter. 44-20 Jackson Center. Jackson Center Tigers have Miranda Hickey out there now, a 5'10 junior. Hickey is in. Cameron Haney also on the floor, a 5'9 junior. Foul line Peters back to the basket, puts it on the deck, spin move in the lane. Rim the shot, no good. Rebounded by Reese. 1:35 to go, third quarter. Reese up the floor, knocked out of bounds by the Eagles. Midcourt, Cassie Myers got the ball for Jackson Center, which has a 24-point advantage. Here's Reese, high right, back to Cassie Meyer. Meyer hangs on, whips it into the right corner to Elkert. Into the post it goes to a teammate. And being stripped of the ball is Haney, Jackson Center's inside player. Had it knocked free by Troy Christian, which comes down to the head of the key. Four sized up at three, didn't take it, threw it into the lane to Peters. Peters twisting and turning and banks it in from 7 feet away. 44-22, Jackson Center leads. 56 ticks left on the clock here in the third. Good inside pass by Cassie Meyer to Hickey. Missed it, no good. Weak side rebound, Haney, no good. Tigers get it back. Deep left corner, Cameron Elkert. On top it goes to Cassie Meyer. Bounces into the post. Intended on the play for Haney. Knocked loose by Troy Christian, which comes out of there with it. Here come the Eagles deep in the left corner. Here's an intended drive by Lee. And the ball is ripped away by Cameron Elkert. Then there's contact foul by Troy Christian. Last couple minutes, Chuck. It's been a game of giveaway back and forth. 25.9 to go, third quarter. 22-point lead for Jackson Center.
Yeah, they're kind of losing a little bit of concentration, which is typical in a game like this.
Yep, focus can't help but wander. Cassie Meyer comes off. Wholesale changes here now by Jackson Center.
She's not in the program.
Kennedy Reese has got the ball ahead of the key. Rifles a pass into the right corner. Handled there by Vanessa Winter outside the arc to Reese, who looks for Hickey in the lane. Down to 7 seconds left in the third quarter. Tigers need to shoot it fast. Here's Reese, shot fake, foul line jumper with three to go, short, rebound by Troy Christian, and that's it. Third quarter's in the books. Jackson Center 44, Troy Christian 22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Sydney High School, game two of four here today. First round, girls Division IV sectional. Houston defeated Rushi in game one, 55-49. It was a thriller, a fine game. Houston advancing on to play Mechanicsburg in the 6 o'clock tip on Tuesday night. Jackson Center well on its way to playing in the nightcap on Tuesday against Lehman Catholic. The Tigers own a 44-22 advantage against Troy Christian. 15 seconds into the fourth quarter here. Foul called against the Tigers. And Peters is at the stripe for Troy Christian, and she shoots it up and in. 10 points a game, 10 rebounds a game for Haley Peters for Troy Christian, which lost its starting point guard several weeks ago. And that has been evidenced here today. The Eagles have had difficulty bringing the ball into the half court and setting up the attack. In fact, many times it's been the pivot person, Peters, who's done it. She made two free throws to make it a 44-24 game. Here's Reese on the arc for Jackson Center. Throws a pass into the lane to a teammate. Here's Cameron Haney, turnaround, off-balance Jay online, but hard, and a foul on the board attempt. It goes against Haney of Jackson Center, Troy Christian possession, 44-24 Jackson Center, 7:23 to go here in the fourth. Caitlin Eccles brings it up over the timeline for Troy Christian. Throws off to the right. where the ball is handled on the play by Jalen Four. Now it goes into the post to Levy, back to the basket. Nice dish to Eccles right in front. She loops up and in a four-footer. 44-26 is the score. I think Troy Christian's tallied 6 points in a row, Chuck, to make it an 18-point game. 6:51 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Jackson Center in the paint. Loose ball. It's raked free by the Eagles, and the Tigers dive in to tie it up. Arrow enables Jackson Center to keep it. Baseline right of the basket. It is Connor Pipke who will inbound it. On the arc to Reese. Reese to Pipke outside the arc. Jumping, shooting, a long one, a three-pointer. Missed it a little hard. Reese finds the long rebound, throws it right back to Pipke. Foul line. Here's a jump shot by Hickey. Foul line extended left. Bingo! She's got it. Miranda Hickey connects. 46-26, Tigers. 6:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Ball thrown cross court. Left side of the floor. Here's a drive by Troy Christian. A good maneuver by Catherine Lee, who slanted through the post. Dropped in an 8-footer on the go. 46-28. Jackson Center leads. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth. Here's Pipke at the foul line. Went up, came down. Good defense by Troy Christian, which got hands on the ball. It's ruled a jump, and the arrow says it's Eagles possession. Wholesale substitutions for Jackson Center, which gets its original game starters back on the floor after head coach Scott Dosick had substituted freely late in the third and here at the start of the fourth. 18-point lead, Tigers. Eccles brings it up. Throws into the post to Peters. Peters squares up, leans in, banks it. Strong, no good. Long rebound to Esser of Jackson Center. High dribble. She romps down the floor. Picks up the dribble. Loops it cross court to Cassie Meyer. To Clark at the foul line. She tries to bull her way down the lane. Tied up momentarily. A foul. A slap on the wrist by Troy Christian. 5:32 left here in the fourth. 46-28 Jackson Center. Tigers came into the game 15-7. Will advance to 16-7 on the year with this victory. Free throw, lip the rim, out to the left, no good. Second shot, pumped up here by Clark of the Tigers, on the way, got it. 47-28 Jackson Center. Here comes Troy Christian in backcourt, Levy up and over the timeline. Excuse me, over the timeline. Throws to Peters at the foul stripe. Good overplay by Clark, who got a fist on it. Peters got it back. Threw it left side of the floor to Lee. Lee angles through the lane. Running shot, rimmed out, no good. Strong rebound by Foda, Jackson Center. Backcourt to Pauline Meyer. Out ahead to Esser. Just over five to play in the game. Here's Cassie Meyer straight away. Launching a three. Nothing but net. Cassie Meyer hoists one in from out back. 50-28 Jackson Center. Baseline right. It is Lee for Troy Christian. Into the post to Peters. She overshoots from 8 feet away. Rebound Tigers. Leaking out Esther. Catches at the far end and lays it through. 52-28 Tigers. They're up 24. Biggest lead of this game. High post, it's Peters, squares up against Clark, muscles into the lane, and shoots and scores from 6 feet away right in front. 52-30 in favor of Jackson Center, 4:18 to go, fourth quarter. Esser, high post to Foat, right wing Pauline Meyer to Cassie, into the lane to Clark, busted up by Troy Christian and stolen. Here come the Eagles down the floor, Peters pulls up at the timeline. Looks for help. Gives it up to Eccles, far right. Now it's thrown to a cutter. Levy, baseline right. Shooting. It is long, no good. Rebound in the arc, right back into Peters. Blocked out of bounds by Jackson Center. Good defense by the Tigers. 52-30 in favor of Jackson Center with 3:50 to go in the game. As Clark and Cassie Meyer check out. So does Peyton Esser.
I would say we are done watching those young ladies play today.
Yes. Got to believe that's the case. Here's the ball entered inside by Troy Christian on the inbounds play to Lee. Little turnaround shot in the paint, up and good. Nice maneuver by her, 52-32 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's a cross-court pass into the lane to Foat right in front and missed it hard off the backboard. Rebound is stabbed out of bounds by Jackson Center. Troy Christian will bring it down, trailing 52-32 with 3:31 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Spoiler alert, if they delivered, Peyton Esser could get her Clancy's meal here in the fourth quarter.
She's been superb. Outstanding game of Peyton for certain. Here is Peters at the mid-post area for Troy Christian. She's bottled up, gets a shot away in traffic. It's short. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Ahead to Foat. Here's a deep three. Wow. Left corner. Look out. Got it from way out. Nicole Foat buries a long one.
That was what they call a step back three.
Mm-hmm. The Tigers have got a few players who can do it. She and Cassie Meyer are outstanding long-range bombers. 2:50 to go here in the fourth. Troy Christian retaliates with a three ball straight away, and it's in. A long one drained by Lee to make it a 55-35 game with 2:37 to go in the fourth quarter.
Well, she's only a sophomore, and I'll tell you what, that young lady can play a little bit.
Yes. Haley Peters is just a junior. Here's a steal by Troy Christian. Going the other way hard is Blake. And it's a block from behind by Jackson Center. Loose ball on the hardwood. And let's see, a foul or a tie-up. It goes against Troy Christian. It will be Jackson Center ball. No, it's one and one time for the Tigers, who lead by 20 with 2:24 to go in the fourth. Our doubleheader for Tuesday night is set. Houston-Mechanicsburg in game one at 6. And Jackson Center and Layman Catholic in game two at 7:30. Webcast time 5:45 on Tuesday night. We'll have those games for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Free throw by Nicole Foat is short for Jackson Center. Rebound down to Troy Christian. Ball thrown on top to Lee. Lee into the lane. Leaves it out back for the three-point shooter. Blake fires. Long. No good. Out of bounds in the corner. 2:09 to go in the contest. 55-35 in favor of the Tigers. And Nicole Foat leaves. Vanessa Winter back on the floor. Miranda Hickey out there as well, along with Kennedy Reese. That's Connor Pipke, and I think Cameron Haney is the fifth Tiger. She'll inbounds the ball to our right. 2:09 to go here in the fourth quarter, clock running. Tigers up at 20. Kennedy Reese to Pipke outside the arc in the right, back to Reese, high left. Throws left corner. Tigers work it around. Into the lane to Haney, tries to shoot with the left hand. Touched on the play by an Eagle player. It falls short, taken down by the Eagles. Troy Christian lobbing out back. Troy Christian throws it around. It's Hannah Kintzer in now, 5'6 freshman. Kintzer gives it up to Blake. Ball thrown to the post, broken up by the Tigers, a steal. 90 seconds to go in the game, 55-35 in favor of Jackson Center. Kennedy Reese gives it up outside the arc to teammate Pipke, back to Reese, a minute 16 to go. Long throw, deep right corner, Winter. Into the lane, Haney, back to Hickey. Here's a jump shot by Winter, deep right corner, triple, hit the bottom of the well, right in there. Good looking shot by Winter of the Tigers, who lead it by 23 points, 58-35. 53 seconds remaining. Dribbling into the right corner goes Troy Christian. Ball being handled by Sophie Pitzenbarger, who's in now, a 5'7 freshman. Gliding down the lane is Blake. Blake missed the runner. It rimmed out. 36 seconds to go. Tigers with the rebound. Reese to the timeline. Pulls up on the arc, and Jackson Center gets a timeout. Chuck will keep it right here with 31.2 left here in the fourth quarter of this game. like to remind you about our underwriting sponsors, which include Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go a night a week. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in between. It's out of this world. Plus John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Jackson Center, Chuck just scored. That was Haney. Cameron Haney dropped in a left-hander, a five-footer. And then the Tigers steal with 10 seconds to go in the game, ahead by 25 points, 60-35. Here's a baseline drive by Pipke, knocked away by Troy Christian, and that'll do it. 60-35, the final score, widest margin of the game. The Tigers defeat Troy Christian by 25. As we were noting, Adams Tech Solutions and Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions. Another of our underwriting sponsors, along with Wells Brothers, Inc., Wells Brothers in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. Plus, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. 60-35, Jackson Center wins. Chuck, as you alluded several minutes ago, Peyton Esser really starred today for Jackson Center. She was superb, 15 points for her, a number of Tigers dented the scoring column.
11. The only one that didn't score was that got on the floor today was Pipke. 11 players scored. They got 15 from Esser. They got 13 from Cassie Meyer. Dominated the game truly from about the beginning of the second quarter on.
Peyton Esser wins the Clancy's Award, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, the Houston Wildcats advance to round two in the upper bracket sectional, and the Jackson Center Tigers advance to round two, also in the upper bracket. If they win on Tuesday, they'll meet in a sectional championship game next Saturday in game one of our doubleheader.
I think that would be a terrific basketball game, and I think both teams have a real good shot at it.
Jackson Center got untracked after a slow beginning, pulled away and blew out Troy Christian by 25 points, 60-35. Houston and Jackson Center winners so far here today. Up next, it's Fort Loramie and Riverside. Fort Loramie, the number one overall seed in the Sydney Girls Division 4 sectional. We'll go offline here for about 10 or 12 minutes, then return online about 4 or 5 minutes before the opening tip between Fort Loramie and Riverside. Perrette Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. This is Jack Kramer saying Jackson Center has defeated Troy Christian 60-35 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.